T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. And luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. And the latest is the Astros continue whooping that ass as they sweep the Mets in the 4 games home and road that they had. They sweep them today 2-0. Justin Verlander was fantastic as well as usual. 8 innings. He gave up 2 hits and 6 strikeouts in the game. He gets the win, gets his 10th win of the year, the first 10-game winner of the year. 2-run home run late in the 8th by Castro gives them the lead and gives them the win. Ryan Pressly goes through the top of the order against the Mets, shuts them down 1-2-3, 10 pitches, including a strikeout of Francisco Lindor to end the game. They win 2-0, Clint, and they are 5-2 on this trip or 6-2, excuse me, on this 9-game streak. They got one more to play against the Yankees tomorrow, but they have been fantastic, and they're one of the best teams in baseball, and they've proven that.
Yeah, and they've proven it in a stretch run of 8 games versus the only 2 teams in baseball that are better than them. I mean, I never would have thought that the Astros would not only win 6 and possibly 7 of these games, but do it in impressive fashion. I mean, literally
dominating fashion at times.
Literally the only time they trailed against the Yankees was the 2 moments when Judge walked off. Have they trailed against the Mets at any point in time of any of the 4 games?
Because the Mets didn't score.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, they've absolutely dominated the 2 best teams record-wise in baseball. And along the way, they've somehow found a way to, for several of their key players, to find their way, right? I mean, Bregman is coming on in a big, big way. Yuli Gurriel is coming on in a big, big way. Christian Javier had a very convincing outing that, in my opinion, and your opinion, I don't want to speak for you, but I think I can hear, Javier squarely in the 3 hole in terms of the starting rotation for the Astros right now. You got Pena back from an injury. You got Yordan Alvarez back from an injury. I mean, just everything that's happened in this 8-game run against the Yankees and the Mets has, golly, I mean, it's crazy to think that this much good, knock on wood, it's crazy to think this much good could come in the toughest stretch of the schedule to date.
This starting rotation is absolutely,
yep.
They've been dominant. All right, if they're going to pitch like this in the postseason, they're going to win a championship. They're going to win their second championship. Because nobody, not one person in this stretch had a bad outing.
Not from the start, starting rotation for damn sure.
Nobody. The bullpen has had some moments, but nobody in the 8 of these 9 games, the 9th one yet to play tomorrow, nobody had a bad start. So this has been dominating from the starting pitcher performance.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the real news. Coming out of this game, Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena collided in the 8th inning. If you missed it, if you missed what happened there, this is how it sounded in the 8th inning, a really scary, scary moment in Queens at Citi Field.
That was popped high in the air. Jeremy Pena drifts out. Yordan Alvarez coming in, and they collide. Pena and Alvarez. hit hard in shallow left field. Pena still down, and he held on to the baseball. One of the two held on to the baseball. The out's been called. Both Yordan and Pena are down. Pena held on to the ball, but right now the big concern is the health of Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena.
Yeah, right now you're just hoping that the shock of contact has knocked the wind out of him. That just takes a couple minutes to get that breath back. But if you're an Astro fan, this is worst case scenario.
Yeah, eventually a cart was brought out to bring Yordan Alvarez back in. Jeremy Pena was able to walk off on his own back to the clubhouse. Didn't appear. He appeared to take the lighter of the shot from the two. But the latest thing is Jeremy Pena and Yordan Alvarez are both flying back to Houston with the team. So there's no reason they feel like they need to keep them back. And Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena are both being evaluated for concussions, according to the team, and they will provide an update tomorrow. So that is the latest health-wise on those two, Clint. But a very, very scary, concerning moment.
I wouldn't have added the extra two scaries and the concern. It was a scary moment for the Astros when two of your best players run damn near full speed into each other unexpectedly need ultimately
to be carted off.
They weren't carted off, but
Yordan was carted off.
No, he sat on the back, upright on the back of a cart with no assistance and took his way back to the clubhouse.
He's carted off.
Yeah. If you're out there listening, don't sweat. These two drama queens in here, it wasn't that big of a deal. They'll both be fine.
Four wheels in a cart.
Everything's going to be fine with both of them. Yordan's knees are fine. Yordan's hand is fine. Jeremy Pena's hand is fine. Everything will be good to go.
Their brains just might not be okay.
Everything will be good to go.
Let's cross our fingers on Yordan's knees always.
That'll be all right.
According to Mike Martin, who tweeted us, and Mike, you have yourself a day. I hate to disagree with Clint, and I hate to agree with Show, so I have to distastefully agree with the Aggie. I'm concerned.
My God.
I'd be concerned if Yordan had an ingrown toenail. Sounds like a guy who thinks like me.
He should agree with you too. That's my man, Mike. No disrespect.
Not my man.
No disrespect.
Up yours,
but
Mike.
if an ingrown toenail makes you wonder, makes you concerned about Yordan, you're in the same boat with Show.
I hate to disagree. You're
in the same boat with Show.
So I mean, I'm going to distastefully agree with the egg.
I mean, he spoke the truth. I mean, he's not afraid to at least admit that an ingrown toenail would cause concern for him. That's where you're at with Yordan. So when he collides with Pena, I would imagine that you would overreact.
Absolutely.
As I've said, Mama Show overreacts a lot, Clint. This isn't one of those times.
Ain't nobody asked you.
Nobody asked you anything.
That's all right. I'll give you my opinion anyway.
I don't care.
Dingoes.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. We were joined by Mike Florio earlier today. And as the hearings just ended, the latest report just ended today and will continue tomorrow. The hearings being Deshaun Watson's hearing with Sue L. Robinson as well as the NFL to kind of determine what the process will be in terms of his suspension. It has ended today. And Clint, as we've talked to multiple people, and so much news is coming out about it. Albert Breer just put out or had this out earlier stating that they've heard that Sue L. Robinson has not been happy with how public things have become, and to think that the league may be moving towards Deshaun Watson's favor. And we also heard earlier conflicting reports on that the league would be all right if or will go along with whatever Sue L. Robinson holds up. If she recommends 6 to 8 games, there have been reports from league sources that the league would not fight that. It is interesting to see where this is going to go and what the ultimate decision is going to be, but it's being made to appear that the league is putting a lot of the decision-making power with Sue L. Robinson, and that pretty much whatever she says, some reports are making it seem like they're going to go with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll see what they go with. I mean, ultimately, we can talk all we want about the disciplinary officer, Sue L. Robinson, and what she ultimately decides. But when it all boils down, Roger Goodell is going to be it's going to lay at the feet of Roger Goodell. Do you uphold 6 to 8 games? Do you uphold a season? What decision does he ultimately make? And when it's all said and done, I appreciate the fact that Sue L. Robinson is voicing her concern for how public it's been throughout the whole process here with this Deshaun Watson situation.
Yeah. We'll see how this continues, but day two is down as we're getting closer and closer to maybe an understanding of what this happens. They're saying potentially, according to Aaron Wilson earlier, that this could extend to Thursday. Tomorrow, so tomorrow could be the final day as we continue to wait this.
5 o'clock fire.
A couple of stories here out of the one out of the NBA here, Clint. ESPN sources are saying that 76ers star guard James Harden has declined his $47.3 million option to become a free agent,
which is not good enough.
He keeps the real possibility of negotiating a new deal with the Sixers, who made all those trades and got rid of those picks, but he is declining the $47.3 million option because he thinks he can get more.
Well, what if he ends up in L.A.?
That won't happen. I'd rather him.
I mean, L.A.'s got to do something.
I'd rather him than Russ. Philly, like I think he said. Now you know James, I think if you want to take it for his word, he said at the end of last year he's coming back to Philly.
Oh, you know Daryl Morey is going to make sure he comes back to Philly. I'm just throwing it out there. What if LeBron comes calling?
No, he's not going. He's not going to go there. That's just something, man. $47.3 million on the table.
I'm turning down after what you put together. Yeah.
Because I'm just saying, like, what? I don't think he's going to get the – like, there was a deal where he could get a 4-year deal, $50 million per. Like, that was what that was, like, the max of what the Sixers could pay him. They're not going to do that, are they?
I wouldn't think so, but again, Daryl Morey, he's in love with him.
He's in love with
him. And I'm going to tell you, I still don't –
He's in love with
him. I think people eventually got to the point with James Harden where they were somewhat honest with themselves and how they discussed him. But I still think they were – I mean, I heard people talking about he's still an all-star. No, he wasn't.
20 and 10.
He wasn't an all-star.
I got to actually learn how to play basketball.
You watched him with the 76ers, and you thought, yep, that's an all-star.
All-star?
Well, I mean, you answered the question.
The fact that
you're even thinking about it is
yeah,
that's terrible.
I don't.
He's
think
not.
He was even
he's
an
not
all-star.
He is not an impact player like he was, but all star level.
How many dudes on all star? All star team.
15, something like that. 12 to 15.
What I watched. If that's an NBA all star, boy, we got some real problems.
Which is not good enough.
Yeah, 20 and 10. I mean, 20 and 10 assist a game. I mean, if you average that, you put yourself in position to be an all-star, even though it was a weird-looking 20 and 10, a non-impactful 20 and 10 at times. All right, coming up, we give you an update on Jake Odorizzi. He's getting back on the mound. We'll let you know about that. And Clint gets to flex his muscles a little bit. One thing that he has been saying he's right about, it is really starting to come true. We'll discuss that next.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Hey, real quick, I was listening to you when you said that in your beautiful Coors Light read. By the way, it'd be nice to have one right now. Nice cold Coors Light to go.
I got four tall boys in the back. In the back, I got four tall boys in the back fridge right here. Right where you just went and got that coffee.
You said you're watching what? You're watching what?
Queen of the South.
What's that? Queen of the South. Because I'm looking to start.
Dope
something.
Game.
Ooh. Okay.
Four seasons. Trying to catch up with my wife. She's watched 3 seasons so far.
And it's on Netflix?
Yep. Okay. Queen of the South. Typical cartel, kind of a young gal that's just kind of she gets kidnapped and brought into the cartel, and then she kind of climbs her way up and becomes the straight badass.
All right, I'm gonna check that out.
It's pretty solid.
I've been looking for something to watch. I started something a little nasty yesterday. Not really. It's called A Teacher. It's only one season.
How do you even go about like even watching the reviews of A Teacher?
I just saw it come up as I was strolling through stuff on Hulu. It's this teacher who apparently she's about to get it in with one of her students. I have not gotten to that point yet.
That was always one of my favorite fantasies.
Sounds like a great show.
It is.
I'm going to start that one.
One of you the guys Maras. Know that'd be illegal, right?
I know it's illegal. Yeah.
Only if they find out.
Checking it out. And it's based in Texas. They're in Austin. And it's based in Texas.
I never understood the dudes who ratted out the hot teacher who got with them.
Sure you did.
I mean, I don't think they
rat them out or are they caught?
They don't typically rat them out, right? What they do is they get to telling their buddies about it, and then it becomes a little bit of a problem.
They run in their mouth.
Right.
That's what it is.
Got to keep it on the DL, man.
Hard to be laying down the hot teacher, and not tell your boys about it.
That's true.
Kate Mara, ooh, boy, bringing it.
Oh, she's in it?
She's the teacher.
Oh, I'm watching that. Yeah.
Also, her I think her grandfather is the owner of the Giants, the New York Giants. She's a part of the Mara family, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, she is nice. She was on House of Cards.
Yep.
You ever watch House of Cards?
Oh, great.
It's been a long time, and I don't remember her.
When she got, spoiler alert, when she got killed on that train.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
They killed her off?
Yeah, they killed her off. She was it was good. But I might check that Queen of the South out.
It's pretty solid. Pretty solid. Not a bad one. Kind of, you know those things, they get kind of repetitive.
Yeah.
But it's all right. Not a bad one.
That A Teacher. They get aggressive on that puppy. I'm going to tell you that.
I'm starting that tonight, dude.
You might as well. It's only one season. I guess they didn't come back for a second.
Where does it stream at?
You know, I talk about a gal working her way up through the cartel in the dope game, and Danny Bopper never didn't say anything. Boy, you talk about a movie about laying down a teacher. Boy, he's in there.
Oh, I was already interested. You tell me, Kate Mara's in it.
What would you do if the teacher was Joy Taylor?
Oh boy,
I'm afraid, man. I'm afraid if we are ever somewhere, if this show gets to some place by the grace of God where we're in the same spot as Joy Taylor.
Oh, maybe Radio Row one year.
Here's the concern.
There was a time when he would talk it out with the fellas, but Scottsdale would just go out and go on his own. He'd call us from the airport and be like, "Boys, shots. I just got kicked off Radio Row. I'm going to the house."
shooting shots, because you know Tyler will take a picture with anybody. I mean, he's not afraid to walk up. I give Tyler that. He is not afraid to walk up. He'll Vince Young, everybody. He'll get pictures with. He gets that picture with Joy Taylor. That's when I'm concerned.
I'm going to be in L.A. this weekend.
Oh, God.
I'm going to try to set up an interview with her, you know, to learn about the ins and outs of this profession and how she's made it as high and as far as she has. I'm going to try to set it up while I'm in L.A.
Stop it. A little settle down, as someone on the text line texted. Settle down, T.Y.
I can't.
Just to push this across, Jaco DeRisi, he is scheduled to make his MLB rehab start tonight against the Frisco Rough Riders.
It sucks to suck.
And if you all were scoring at home, he's going to wear number 43.
Hey, if I was Jake, my ass would be in a hurry to get that old rehab start in, Chief.
He better.
These young guns are out there doing work now. I mean, Jake better get back on the – he better get back on the bump sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Keedy's not going anywhere. He doesn't appear to. And Christian Javier, who he was battling with, is completely past him. Has passed Urquidy, has passed Garcia.
I bet they go back to a six-man rotation.
I don't think so. Verlander is – like, they moved Verlander up today in the series because he is hell-bent on 4 days rest.
Oh. Mm.
He is hell – that's why they've changed it around so he could pitch on 4 days.
So what are you going to do with Urquidy? I mean, with Odorizzi?
I don't know. They got a decision. We've talked about trade. We talked about – I don't know what they're going to do. Because Lance, you think Lance is probably coming down the pike soon as well. So we'll see. But maybe they'll slow play this Jaco DeRisi thing, and he'll have 4 or 5 rehab starts. We'll see. All right, Clint, I do want to give you your props on this.
Jake gets stuck in the
move by – calm down, Tyler. Move by the Texas Longhorns. They get another big piece to their recruiting class. Jonte Cook II became the latest prospect to join the Texas staff. And they're at recruiting hall today. Cook is the number 43 overall prospect in the ESPN Top 300. 6 foot, 175-pound wide receiver out of DeSoto, Texas. DeSoto
Longhorn High Nation, we're back!
He is the 9th player to commit to Sark in Texas since quarterback Arch Manning's announcement on June 23rd. And Clint, we had George Whitfield on. I know you have gone back and forth with him.
Oh, I done hit him up a couple tweets.
Spots. You're not going to stop. And but you've said it, Arch. You thought Arch Manning signing was going to be a thing that would jumpstart the rest of the class.
Look, I mean, I think the point that the
I can't look in there anymore.
The point that that recruiting has changed, I think, is very, very valid. But when you're talking about the Manning last name. How public it's been that Peyton and Eli have been heavily involved in his recruitment. I mean, that's – I don't care where he goes. I don't care who the coach is. I don't care what the university is. That is a very, very – I mean, it's an effective tool in recruiting moving forward. Now, I mean, not to mention the level of quarterback that he is or that he's believed to be. I mean, so it's just – it's one of those where – if Sark couldn't recruit with Arch Manning and the SEC at his back and the University of Texas, his ass should have been fired. So, that's why I said immediately when he said Arch is committing, Sark, your ass is on the clock. You got to get to work.
Big time, man. Big time for Sark. That program, they're on the rise. They're on their way back.
They are. Big move for them. But, I mean, to get to your point, as you said, Arch Manning would lead this makeover, this move. I wonder how much they're shelling out here in NIL. We'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward with this class. That 9 cents, that was just last week, Arch.
Yeah, the 23rd is 26 days ago.
That's nine players joining that class.
I don't think it's NIL stuff, man. It's just that the allure of that burnt orange and everything that the Longhorn program is. I really don't think it's probably much to do with NIL. I mean,
you're over there encouraging this silly stuff?
Who doesn't want to play?
You think that, I heard you say keep talking, keep talking.
Who
doesn't
want to
play in Austin, Texas?
God dang, it's tired, man.
It's big. It's good for them, man. I love it. Hook 'em.
He said hook 'em.
Whoa!
Longhorn Nation, we're back.
Is that your favorite one? That one there? You really like that?
Well, I mean, yeah, because it seems like they really are. They're on their way back. We've been waiting a little while, but it's happening, boys.
Congratulations, Jonte Cook. Nine. That has to be. That's not just Sark. That has to be the influence of Arch Manning. Nine guys rolling. That has to be the impact.
No question about it.
Has to be. All right, coming up, Jonathan Grenard, you know I got big, big money on the line for him. There are four things that we potentially believe he's got to accomplish to maybe take that next step. We'll let you know what those are. And what have we learned? What have we learned from the Astros in this 9-game stretch so far? We'll discuss all that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
I just don't know, why do people in this situation, why are people coming at me?
You piss people off.
I didn't What's do that? Anything. In the last segment, while we're talking, we're just talking about Texas and their the latest class.
No, we were trying to talk about Texas. We were trying to have a conversation about college football.
We talked about it.
Is what we were trying to do, but it kept getting interrupted by a hot mic.
Making some comments.
I didn't ask you what you thought.
I know you didn't.
You
I
just
didn't
keep
say
on
you did.
Popping off. You can't even have a conversation about college football. Just sit back.
Relax.
People texting in. Back to fourth in the SEC West they go. He's talking about taking shots at Texas. What? And then someone texts in, hey, show, how many players have committed to Kansas? What the hell? Why are we in the cross? What did I do?
I'm not really sure.
I'm sitting here just trying to tell the story and have the conversation. You're going to come out for your information, five.
They got five. A couple four stars, don't they?
No. Five. They're going after him. No
you
chance
just
to get
shut up and let me do my job.
Losing 4- and 5-star recruits into the state to teams like Arkansas, oddly enough, a tight end bounced out of the state. 4-star. Didn't even think twice. But they got a couple of kids and they got five recruits, all up, four of them from Texas. One from Missouri City, Texas. Safety.
Right down here.
He goes to the school my son would go to, the school down the street from my house.
I visited up there.
Shout out to you, Taylor. Don't know your
visited
last
up there. It's a nice campus.
It's not bad.
Pretty dead around Christmas time.
Yeah. Okay.
The hell's that did mean? Donuts in the parking lot.
Did donuts in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Is that what you did it?
Like, guys, this is what we do for fun up at Kansas?
It may be a little dead up there. Had a good time.
Went to some shake joint off in the trees, way out in the woods.
I've been there, too. called the wood house, the outhouse. That's where you went.
I wouldn't remember the name. It was a long time ago.
That's the name
of
it. It's called the outhouse. Went there for a bachelor party. Good times out there in Lawrence. But no, man, I don't know what I did. I didn't do nothing. There's no reason to have brought Kansas in it. Okay, I don't flex or boast about Kansas. Like, hey, yeah. I don't even flex or boast about
That's low hanging fruit.
The W that they got against Texas. I know. I know where our program is. Get it together.
You think they'll ever turn it around up here?
Yeah, I like Lance.
They need to get Mangini back out there.
And I've convinced myself every coach. I've been there before. Now I don't let the delusion take over me. The entire time, like, so what I know. But, like, I convinced myself when they let Mangini go, Turner Gill, oh, yeah. What he did at Buffalo.
Got a chance?
Got a chance. Two games in, I knew that was out. If you could have seen the convincing I did with Charlie Weiss, God, I've made that work in my head.
Right.
For about five games.
I mean, rightfully so.
I made it work for about five games. Oh, then I said, we got to move. The guy who recruited Johnny Manziel to A&M, wide receiver coach, Beatty, got him.
Wasn't the answer, huh?
No. He did beat Texas too, though. But no, man.
They beat Texas a couple times recently, hadn't
they? Yeah, they got Texas twice.
A lot of people have lately.
I'm just looking for can we get to I'm saying four games this year, I will absolutely do cartwheels. Give me four games and get me bowl eligible.
Four games ain't going to get you bowl eligible,
I said four games this year.
Oh, bowl eligible next year.
No, 2 years from now. I'm a slow builder. I'm being honest with myself. Oh, I'm not delusional.
Well, in 2 years, you won't have OU and Texas in the Big 12, so you should have a better chance.
Got to get our asses kicked by Houston and Cincinnati. Better chances, I guess. We've beaten Texas. But – listen, nobody wants to hear about Kansas football. Let's move on. Hell, I don't want to talk about it. All right, Richardson, Texas. There you go. All right, Clint, Jonathan Grenard. You know I got money on this with Tyler. I feel better and better, sort of, about my bet, as the days go on. But what's the step? Like, we talked about the bet. If you don't know the bet, I bet he's going to get 12 sacks this year. 17 games, 12 sacks. He had 8 last year in 12 games, 12 sacks. But outside of the sacks, because sacks is just one thing, right? Like, there have been some seasons where J.J. Watt didn't have, 17 sacks, but he still was absolutely a next-level player, right? Can Jonathan Grenard get that? Can Jonathan Grenard, in your opinion, get to a space of a difference-making player, like a real difference-making player?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think he's a guy that can be – I don't know if I'd say game changer. Like, I don't know if he's going to go out there and wreck shop, but I definitely think he can be a long-term answer at the defensive end position for the Texans in terms of starting and producing. Yeah, I think he's a guy that could very easily go out there and give you 12 sacks if he can stay healthy. He can give you 12 sacks if they're not constantly playing from behind the way that they have in the past. So, we'll see. I think the stars have to align, but if he's going to do it, this is a year to do it for sure. But yeah, he can get you double digit sacks and be a factor in a pass rush. He's a really good. I'm comfortable saying Jonathan Grenard is a really, really, really good pass rusher at the NFL level. Is he a game changer?
Is he a difference maker?
Is an elite pass rusher? I don't know about all that.
Is he a guy that you'd be willing to pay good money to? That's the thing, that's going to be the thing next year, is what is he going to force the Texans to do, right? This is year three for Jonathan Grenard.
Yep,
he is a third round pick, so there is no fifth year option.
Correct.
And is he capable of forcing the Texans? Not just capable, can he pull that off to force the Texans to feel like, hey, We gotta jump the gun right now and pay him.
Well, if he plays well enough, right, before his fourth year, he would get some kind of extension, I would think.
Yeah, at the end of the year, will they feel pressed to have to do that?
Yeah, I think he has that in his bag, yes.
Yeah, this is ESPN did an article and did a spot on Jonathan Bernard and said there are four things that could happen for him to achieve that, right? To achieve, like, and good money is, I guess I'm talking, put him somewhere in the top 20 in terms of pass rushers in this league. I'm not saying break the bank like Myles Garrett or something, but top 20 in this league in pass rushing.
Statistically, I think he can get there. I don't know that he's going to be. I don't know that he's ever going to be. Like, I don't know if he has it in him to be like in that upper echelon that, like, we keep talking about Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt and
I don't see that either.
I mean, I don't see it, but I don't even know if he has that in his season. I think statistically he could rack up some big numbers from the defensive end position, yes.
You never know there, though. You know who he reminds me of?
Who's
and
that?
I'll get to – he reminds me of Justin Houston.
Fair.
Justin Houston, third-round pick, really, because Justin Houston made some really silly decisions, like – tested positive at the combine, which dropped him. Like, you just can't do that at the job interview. But he reminds me of him. Like, sometimes when you watch Justin Houston, it's not like, damn, he's got, like, it doesn't jump off the table to you, his moves, like, you know, Khalil Mack coming around the corner or even Michael Parsons at times.
Agreed. We saw.
But when you look at it, man, he's got power moves. And the next thing you know, this nut has racked up 13 to 16 sacks.
Yep.
And he's doing it consistently, and he's always there, and he works really hard, and he just ends up being productive. That's where Jonathan Bernard kind of reminds me of. That's what I kind of see out of him. And Justin Houston was a guy who got that big contract that we're talking about, got that big deal, and put up numbers and has played more than 10 years in this league. But the four things that they said that he has to do is, can he get to double-digit sacks? I think we both – obviously, we know I believe he can.
Yeah.
But can he legit get to double-digit sacks? Remember, he had 8 last year in about 12 games.
I think he can get to double-digit sacks, and it's a stat-driven position in terms of how they pay guys. And if it's like Clowney. Like, if Clowney would have had a 14-sack season, he'd have got that bag from Houston. If he would have gotten it from somebody by now on multiple different fronts if he just had one season of 14 or 15 sacks. And he hadn't done it, and so he hadn't collected that big-time payday, long-term payday. Yeah, I think if Jonathan Bernard goes out there and gives you 12 to 14 sacks, I think the Texans, I think they'd be smart to pull the trigger on an extension and get him locked up. Because I do believe that he is a really, really good starter in the NFL at the defensive end position, and if he can stay healthy and prove he's a guy you can depend on to be there, then I think they'd be crazy not to lock him up. You got him in the third round. He appears to be a guy all in on the team guy, and that's the kind of that can produce at a pretty good clip. That's the guy you want in there.
And I think the next step of what we're talking about, a guy that can be solid, that can do what we're saying, that could, you know, production wise, numbers wise, the difference is, and what they say here, the next thing, can he put himself where he commands double teams, commands that the defense seeks him out.
I don't know if he's ever going to be that guy.
Right, that's the difference, right, between a guy whose stats seem to pile up at the end and a guy that is a difference maker. He commands and makes the offense feels like we have to stop him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's got that in his bag. I think he can stay 15 games and give you double digits. I don't know. I don't know if he's the guy you build around. I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's. He's the guy that that defenses just have to game plan for. I don't know that he's the guy that when offenses come to play the Houston Texans, they go, man, we gotta be really careful in our empty protections. We gotta really be careful in our 5-man protections. We gotta keep a back in the backfield or keep a tight end to Jonathan Bernard's side. That's now you're getting into the Myles Garretts and the T.J. Watts and the, like, a guy that can make you overly concerned about going empty and just using your tackle, guard, center, guard, tackle, just using those 5 guys to protect your quarterback. Is he that guy? I don't know if I can go there. So I don't know if he's got that in his bag. I hope he makes a liar out of me. I don't think he's got that in his bag, though.
He right now, he feels like the guy that could really play off if Will Anderson is, like, opposite of him.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way we've seen Clowney at his
feet. Agreed. Opposite J.J. Watt, opposite
the guy I mentioned earlier, Justin Houston, really rose when he had Tamba Ali on the other side. And, you know, where protection was kind of swung that way at times. So he does right now feel that way. That's a guy that plays off of somebody else to where if you feel like you got to double team or bring or put your protection that way, he'll beat one-on-one.
Yeah.
The way Whitney did at times in his heyday. The other thing is they say they're behind double-digit sacks, commanding double teams, is the big thing for him, and the thing that I'm most nervous about with the bet is him staying healthy.
No question.
That's the big key for him.
That's the other. Now, I think the most difficult thing to do is going to be command double teams because you're getting into elite territory there. Stay healthy. It's out of his control. That's one thing that makes you nervous. But the double digit sacks and ownership of the defense, which is a leadership kind of character, those two things I feel really, really, really good about Jonathan Greenard being able to do it. If he can stay healthy. Like you said, that's the biggest factor is him staying healthy. I think commanding double teams is playing above his ceiling. If that happens, Texans are in really good shape. But for him to get that next contract this offseason, it's a contract year for him. For him to get that contract, I don't see why he can't accomplish those four things. I don't see why he can't accomplish the three things. If he can stay healthy, do the fourth thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Staying healthy is going to be out of his control. The other ones that are in his control that he can give you energy and effort to accomplish, I think he could potentially do that.
The fourth one they say behind double-digit sacks, commanding double teams, and staying healthy is have ownership of the defense. And that one is the most confident that I have of them all. Right? I think he is going to – he'll relish. He already appears to do leader stuff, and he is extremely, extremely bought in. And bought in as anybody else on the team.
You may look at that and go, "Oh man, what the hell does that mean? Ain't no big deal." Well, I guarantee you, from an organization, especially this organization with the shape they're in right now, taking that ownership and a guy that's involved and is able to impact the practices in his particular position group, even when he's not in pads. Is a huge feather in his cap in terms of being a Texan long term. We may not take note of it. We may minimize it from time to time, but ultimately that's the kind of dude that they want to reward with a long term contract. Again, not to beat a dead horse, but assuming that he can stay healthy, because it's always going to go back to his ability to stay healthy at this point in time.
Well,
the ownership, I think I'm convinced just watching him OTA practice that he's got that.
Yeah. And for the Texans, it would be obviously enormous with that part of it, because that part he has down, and it is the exact fit of what they want in this organization. Like, we talk about Brandon Cooks a lot being the voice and the poster child of what they're looking for culture-wise. Well, on the defensive side, you could argue right behind him is Jonathan Greenard. And every way he speaks the language, and he goes out with the action. And if he can be a difference-making player, if he can be a productive player, like, you know, 8 sacks in 12 games is really good.
Hell yeah, it is.
If he can be a productive player to go along with that other part that he already has, like, that's enormous for what Nick wants to do moving forward. Because that's bringing everything they want together. Now you're reaching probably, if you think about the Patriots, like Richard Seymour, or Mayo, who used to be a linebacker there for them, who's productive. And
you just hit me with, you know who I think a good comp is? Who? My mind just went blank. The kid out of Arkansas that did well at New England. Trey Flowers.
Trey Flowers.
I
believe it's still out there.
No, he's in Detroit, isn't he?
Oh, I thought that was where he's went last. I didn't.
Oh, he may be on the street. No, he's on the streets, is he?
I think he is. I don't think Trey Flowers has signed with him.
But that, to me, that is where I would be comfortable right now saying that's where Jonathan Greenard is. Good every down player that's going to give. He's going to be where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. He's going to make plays, and then because of that effort, that energy, because of the ability to stay healthy for 17 games, he's going to put up some good numbers. And he's probably going to get a good-sized deal at the end of it.
Yeah, Trey Flowers released March 16th.
From Detroit.
From Detroit.
Now, there was a big, there was some money attached to that release, wasn't there?
I'm not sure.
Because they gave him, they're the ones that gave him the big deal.
He got a big deal
from Patricia from New England. Yeah. So, but that's kind of the same body, the same mold of is he an outside linebacker? Is he a defensive end? Put his hand in the dirt, have success, energy guy. And again, is a coach's, I mean, dream in terms of how he approaches the game and how he plays the game. So, but you're spot on. I mean, the double digit sacks, if he can do that, he's going to get paid significantly more than if he's just a good soldier that gives you 8 or 9.
All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, and after that, the Best of, aka Tyler Show. If you're waiting for that, that comes on 7 o'clock. If you miss anything we had to talk about with Mike Florio, you can hear that coming up on the Best of today. So make sure you stay tuned for that after Texans All Access from 7 to 8. Clint, the big story, the Astros, they win. They are now 6-2 on this this stretch, looking to go 7-2, which would be right on the money for what Tyler predicted, and or B. Skeezy will be right, because B. Skeezy said 6-3. And we'll see about that tomorrow as they face the Yankees to end this 9-game stretch. Tyler, let's be honest, how you feeling? The likelihood that Jeremy Peña and Yordan Alvarez play tomorrow is very, very low. If you missed it, those two collided and both left the game in the 8th inning. They're both being evaluated for a concussion, and the nerves and the concerns were flowing in a major way out there, so much so that they brought the cart out for Yordan Alvarez, and we were all hearts in our throats. Jeremy Peña. We were all there. Some just handled it differently.
Peña, that's well put. Well put.
Jeremy Peña walked off at his own power, but they are both taking a flight, like I said, being evaluated. But how are you feeling about that? I mean, those two are out, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, I feel fairly similar to how I have the entire run of these games. Pretty confident that I'll be right, as I normally am when it comes to my takes on the Astros. But I would feel better. Of course, I would feel better if Jer-Bear and Yordan weren't, you know, knocked out. I'd feel better, but no, I feel good. It's happening. 7 games is there. It should have really already been 7, so they're going to lock it in tomorrow.
Well, we'll see how Dusty handles Aaron Judge tomorrow.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
That should be fun to watch as the Yankees will take on the Astros. They're coming here. I think it's the last meeting against the Yankees this year. Won't see them again until potentially the playoffs. So should be fun. We've learned a lot about the Astros. They are indeed a World Series contender, no doubt about that. You just pointed to me. You got something?
No, we were talking about it earlier about did the either of the New York opponents over the 8 games, literally of both opponents, the only time that anybody has led the Astros is a 2 walk-offs with Judge.
That's it.
The four wins versus the Mets, the Mets never had the lead. And the only time the 4 games against the Yankees, the only time they had the lead was the 2 walk-offs versus
So they
versus
have
Judge.
Led the game.
Crazy.
Tied.
Unbelievable run the Astros are on.
It's been unbelievable. All right, Texans All Access coming up behind us. The Best of following that. Clint, great job. Tyler, good job as well. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. No, we're gonna pull the carpet back.
Pull the curtain back.
Another
pull
carpet. No, hell no.
The carpet, we could get in trouble.
No, we're gonna pull the carpet back too. You need to find some other dogs.
What dogs feed themselves?
My dog feeds itself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.